This morning, I'm glad to tell you that we have volunteers with us in the studio, and we're going to talk to them. They're going to tell us about their stories. And we have Balzinda Kaur. Good morning, Balzinda Kaur. It's good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Good morning. Thank you so much for inviting me here.
Yes, and Balzinda is a volunteer with ANMIS here in South Sudan. We have Guya Steven from the Red Cross. Good morning, Guya. Good to have you.
Thank you very much.
Good to have you. And we have Fekira Juliet. Good morning, Fekira.
Good morning. Thank you for...
You're most welcome. You're most welcome to the Miraya Breakfast Show. Today is Volunteers Day. All of you are volunteers. And just let's start briefly with you, Balzinda. How important is this day to you as an individual?
It's very important for me because from past 3 years, when I started my first assignment with Make a Difference, that is a basically Indian organization, and it is also span in another part of the world. Mm-hmm. It works for like teaching orphanage students and a very basic English and the mathematics and other subjects also. So when I started that, so it was a very great assignment for me because it gave me a feeling of fulfillment. Absolutely. And especially reducing the inequalities and the injustice which is done to the children who are very small, at, you know, very at a tender age.
Yeah, and very vulnerable at
exactly.
that
right. And that was the point when I decided to become the part of, like, as a volunteer and as an international volunteer. So this day really marks an importance for me.
Wow. And Fikira?
Yes. What does a day mean to you, volunteering?
How important is it?
It's important to me because of the love for my people. I need to share the love with the people outside, in the community, in the society. Mm-hmm. That's why I chose to be a volunteer.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Yes, Anguia.
Yes, the day is very important for me. I really feel very much excited, and then I need to help my community. Wow. Mm-hmm. And then when I was in school, I set my goal. I said I want to do something such that my community will feel good to me.
Wow.
About me. And then I have to achieve that goal of mine. That's why I joined the volunteer work with the South Sudan Red Cross.
Great. I love the fire burning.
Yeah, many people go to school so they can study, get a better paying job, so they can, you know, feed their family and do all that. But you choose to do volunteerism. I mean, what motivated you, Balzinda, to, instead of looking for a high-paying job, you're like, okay, let me go for volunteerism?
As I already stated, I worked with Make a Difference. You know, the name itself says Make a Difference.
So it's more like the impact you cause to society than what you gain in return.
Yes, exactly. So more than money, at some point of time, it's more of your like self-satisfaction, like what you have given to the world when you are in the world. So that was a very basic thing which actually motivated me to volunteer.
Right.
And at least this is the age, you know, we are full of like vigor, we are full of energy, so we can actually really make something change and do something good for others.
Right. And very creative. Let's not leave that out. Yes. Fikira, why did you choose to come as a volunteer into Red Cross than going anywhere and then make your money?
Because I need to promote peace and unity among the community, the society, because we need to have the love for each other, the unity in between us. That's why I choose to become a volunteer.
Yes, Andrea?
Yes, I choose to become a volunteer. I see the suffering of my people, especially the children who are vulnerable, who don't have parents, and then they are suffering, especially in the hospitals, in the operating centers. I saw them, they are suffering. That's why I volunteer to help them in various sectors, especially in our community. Our children are suffering, others without parents. That's why I choose to volunteer other than going for a job with the money.
All right. So, Balzinda, here now you're a volunteer with ANMIS. What exactly do you do here in volunteering? How do you help? And, you know, how has your volunteerism assignment help you and also the people around you?
Yes. So I will not say like I'm directly helping the community, but I'm indirectly helping, because presently in the section which I am, we are supporting the mission itself, the mission which has a mandate of protection of civilians. So we are supporting all the infrastructure, then the environmental wastewater treatment and everything, creating the infrastructure for the people who are like the first line of defense who goes to the field. So we are creating infrastructure for them. So yes, in some part, sometimes I feel like if I would have been like in some other thing, I could wouldn't have directly gone to the field, right. But because of my like my studies and the my profession when I'm working here, I'm indirectly helping the community so that the people who are working for them, they can be like well suited and they can have all the basic amenities to them.
Right. Yes, and let's go right away, Fikira. What fulfillment, what kind of satisfaction do you get from volunteerism, from the work you do? At the end of the day, what really keeps you going? What, you know, like, makes you satisfied of what you do?
She hasn't gotten to that point of fulfillment. But then, how has your work helped lift up your career?
Yes, Guya.
Yes, my duties always have left my career. Mm-hmm. I actually in South Sudan Red Cross, I'm one of the active volunteers. I did a lot, but it has helped me in like I do house to house awareness on we use mobilize people to donate blood. Mm-hmm. That's I lifted my career. Mm-hmm. And then also I used to move to orphanage centers to help the children, the open children. That also lifted my career. It has improved my skills and then my experience.
Right.
And also I used to do office work sometimes, also increase my yes, skills.
Yeah. Great. Mm-hmm. All right, that's the time we have. And let's now, as we, of course, conclude this particular discussion, I'm giving you all, like, basically less than 30 seconds each to send your final remarks and or messages out there on this International Day of Volunteers. And let's start with you, Fikira. Mm. What message do you have today for people who would like to join volunteerism?
For this, welcoming those who are not volunteers to come and join us, because we need to help our people out there. Mm-hmm. Those who are traumatized, mm-hmm. we need to help them, so they have to come and help us, so that the country will,
you know, yeah, the country will live in peace and harmony and with everyone together. Thank you so much, Guya. What is your final message?
My final message is that why are you waiting? You join us, you come and join us to volunteer and then to achieve the world is sustainable development goals together.
Right. Thank you so much, Guya. Baljinder.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So my message will be like volunteerism is a place like where we can give our selfless devotion for improvements in our community. And so you must join as a volunteer and be part of it, because this is the time that people need us. And this is the time we can really work for humanity.
Right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming. We wish
you
all
so
the best and a very happy Volunteers Day.
Yes. Happy Volunteers Day to all the volunteers who are out there.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.